Timmons, from buying new vehicles to the forecast at the airport for the next 2 decades, Timmons Council is back in action tonight. It's a relatively small agenda for the first meeting of the month. Before the open session, there is a closed meeting at 5 p.m. It's to talk about the security of the property of the municipality or local board and advice that's subject to solicitor-client privilege. Here's what's on the agenda. The airport master plan is up for approval. It takes a look at what's in store for the Timmins Victor M. Power Airport until 2041. It predicts passenger traffic will grow about 1.1% a year, from 75,910 in 2021 to 277,500 in 2041. In the next 20 years, the plan estimates $120 million of capital work is needed, with work ranging from short-term projects like parking upgrades and a proposed commercial development to long-term costs that include runway work and completing the proposed commercial work. Read the full document here. If approved, a $389,920 contract with Gincor Industries would see two of the city's co-collection trucks turned into snowplow, sanding trucks. Staff is suggesting the modifications because the vendor the city uses to buy co-collection trucks went bankrupt. The work would be done at a repair facility in Mattawa. The full staff report is available here. Public Works and Public Utilities could be getting 4 new landscaping trucks at a cost of $445,340. Staff is recommending accepting the contract with Cambrian Ford Sales. The trucks would replace 2 municipally owned trucks at end of life in Public Works, and 2 rental units in Public Utilities. The contract is $85,340 more than budgeted. If approved, the overage will be covered by deferring other ancillary equipment purchases. Read the report here. Staff suggests extending the deadline for Bada Holdings Inc. to submit a zoning bylaw change for the former Whitney Fire Hall. The company bought the 114 Dixon Street property for $167,000 in April 2024, however, the sale was contingent on the company applying for a zoning change within 3 months. That didn't happen. The buyer is looking to convert the building into 6 to 8 apartments, says the city report. At the request of Bada Holdings, staff recommend giving them until May 31, 2025, to submit the zoning bylaw. If council approves the forthcoming zoning change, the land transfer would be finalized. The council meeting starts at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. The full agenda is available here. You can watch the meeting live online here.